This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
First up, it's time to catch up with US President Donald Trump's tweeting again today.
Always exciting.
Yes, fun times. And this time it seems to be information that the markets are seeing as positive. That's a bit of a change from his usual self.
Yeah, after his, the Twitter feud with Chrissy Teigen and John Legend, that was...
Yes,
it was
that was
so
delightful.
Entertaining. It was amazing. anyway, so we know that when it comes to the US-China trade war and the imposition of taxes, what we've been seeing is the announcement of new tariffs, increased tariffs, etc. They've always come via Twitter, courtesy of President Donald Trump. Now, the latest, which recently came into effect his latest tariff, the September 1st one, this involves $125 billion worth of Chinese goods bound for the US, which have seen a 15% tariff slapped on them. And the goods are everyday stuff like smartwatches, flat panel televisions, footwear, and let's say they will end up hurting American consumers. Now, the next round of tariffs is a 5% increase in duties affecting $250 billion worth of goods. This was supposed to take effect on October 1st, and Trump's tweet this morning says that he will now delay this from October 1st to October 15th. And he says this is a gesture of goodwill because China's vice premier requested it in view of the 70th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China on October 1st, which is also a one-week public holiday there. And this was confirmed by China's vice premier thanking Donald Trump for it. Beijing, before this, has also scrapped some US tariffs, and it was announced earlier that China had released a list of 16 US imports that will be exempted from tariffs, and these include anti-cancer drugs as well as animal feed.
So this appears to be somewhat of a relief for markets. I mean, seeing as the US and China are expected to resume trade talks next month, stock markets must have responded positively, one hopes, to this development. How positive were regional markets' performances today?
I mean, it's been sort of a roller coaster for markets ever since this whole trade war started. Reactions have so far been very, very mixed. Some see it as a positive sign that Trump and China might be displaying some concession with regards to the trade war. Another analyst believes a broad settlement is not in sight because China is prepared for a continuation of tariffs and hostile rhetoric through 2020, because it's sort of like a game of chicken, because regardless, Trump still has to face the American public when it comes to the election next year, whereas China does not. If they can hunker down and wait until then and hope that he doesn't win the election, I suppose that's what they're going to do. Markets did react positively, except for Hong Kong, which was affected by Hong Kong Exchange's and Clearing's decision to buy the London Stock Exchange Group for £32 billion. Singapore Exchange was down at the close because retail sales numbers were worse than expected. It was 0.3% lower. It was, however, positive territory for the Nikkei, up 0.8%, and the Shanghai Composite was up 0.8%. Bursa Malaysia's FBMK LCI ended 0.1% lower at 1,601 points. It was mainly due to last-minute selling of blue chips. It was in positive territory for the rest of the day.
And speaking of Bursa Malaysia, Malaysia Airports Holdings shares have been affected by quite a bit of news recently. There was the flight disruptions last month at KLIA. There was the reduction in passenger service charges, fines by MAVCOM, and also recently MAHB wants to claim back some unpaid PSCs from AirAsia. How has all this affected their stock price?
They're not doing too badly, to be honest. MAHB closed up 1.6% at 8 ringgit 64 today, and this is near the top end of its all-time trading range. Analysts also say it's still a good buy even at this level, and they are because MHB are set to claim 10 million ringgit from AirAsia following the High Court ruling from this PSC charges. Also, the reduced PSC and the impact of the KLIA disruption last month is also expected to only have minimal impact.
Keith, thank you for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.